hit the bottom, there would be more than a bump on his head, with tweeting birds circling above him. This was serious, catastrophic, and permanent carnage. And you know how the story ends, with murder and a cover-up. A year later, David would repent under the withering accusation of the prophet Nathan. But the miserable consequences could not be undone. The damage was done, the sin committed, and David's reign went downhill from there on, despite his repentance. His and Bathsheba's baby died, and his beautiful daughter, Tamar, was raped by her half-brother, Amnon. Amnon was murdered by Tamar's full brother, Absalom. Absalom came to so hate his father David that he led a rebellion under the advice of Bathsheba's resentful grandfather, Ahithophel. David's reign lost the smile of God. His throne never regained its former stability. Men, we must understand that David would never have given more than a fleeting glance to Bathsheba if he could have seen the shattering results. We believe with all our hearts that few, if any, would ever stray from God's word if they could actually see what would follow. The record of the tragic sin and fall of King David is God-given and should be taken seriously by all believing men as a warning as to the common human factors that recur in a moral fall. In David's case, a simple but sinful look led to adultery, lying, murder, family degeneration, and national decline. Your sin may not appear to have such catastrophic outward consequences, but make no mistake, your purity is not something to be messed with. This account of David should frighten us to the core, and may it encourage us to pursue the discipline of purity. The will of God, purity. Some Christians believe that purity is not important, as long as you love the person you're sleeping with, or as long as you're careful. They say God's command to be pure is out of date and too strict. They are totally wrong. It is neither out of date nor too strict. It is absolutely what the Bible says. Listen to this from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 3 through 8. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you know how to control his own body in holiness and honor, not in the passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God, that no one transgress and wrong his brother in this matter, because the Lord is an avenger in all these things, as we told you beforehand and solemnly warned you. For God has not called us for impurity, but in holiness. Therefore, whoever disregards this, disregards not man, but God, who gives his Holy Spirit to you. If the hearing of this